Historians have found the remains of medieval bodies in the gardens of two cottages in South Oxfordshire. Now, these are not ordinary historians. They're from the Victoria County History Project. And here to tell us more about that is a historian, Stephen Mileson, who is in the studio with me. But archaeologists think that the finds in Bix Bottom near Henley are evidence of an abandoned church. Well, yes, Stephen, why do you think that?
Thanks, Bill. Well, the historical evidence suggests that this site is, in fact, as you say, the former church of Bix Gibwin. It was called Old Chapel on an 18th century map. And we know there's a missing medieval church because there were formerly two churches in Bix, Bix Brand and Bix Gibwin, two parishes and two main manors. But after the Black Death population decline, it seems that only one church was needed, and one of the churches was gradually abandoned and its site completely lost. And we think this Old Chapel field name is a vestige of this site. So through documentary and landscape research and now work with volunteers from the South Oxfordshire Archaeological Group, we've been investigating the site, and as you say, fascinating finds.
Well, could you paint a picture? Exactly where is it? Because I know Bix, but not that well, and Bix isn't that big.
It's not, is it? You seem to drive through it in a flash on the way to Henley down the old Bix Hill Road. But this is, if you turn off there...
At the very top of the road as you're going towards Henley.
That's right, at the top of the hill. Yeah. Turn down into Bix Bottom and you've got this really beautiful remote landscape, haven't you, heading up towards the Warburg Nature Reserve, a deserted, often called a hidden or a secret valley. But it seems in the Middle Ages that was much more densely populated than now, with a significant number of farmsteads and homes. And it's sort of halfway down there, two cottages in Bix Bottom, yeah.
So what about the people who lived in the cottages? They must have been pretty shocked.
They've been fantastic, actually. They've been immensely interested in our work and not spooked at all, it would seem. They're fascinated to think about...
All these bones and
indeed, the
dead
lives
bodies
of,
right under their beds.
Certainly it's in their gardens, yes. It seems that their cottages are built on the site of this enclosure, which was once a churchyard.
Absolutely astonishing. Well, so what have you learned from all this? Well, first of all, how did you find it in the first place?
Well, I mean, it wasn't a chance find. I mean, this all goes back to Victoria County History Research. It's a very long-running, nationally organised local history project looking at the history of every town and village in the whole of Oxfordshire. At the moment, we're working on the Henley area and West Oxfordshire too. And the VCH looks at documentary resources, it looks at maps, it looks at the landscape to investigate the history of all these parishes in Oxfordshire. So it's through that research, really, through that background research, that we found there is a missing medieval church. There were formerly two churches, not just the ruined church that's
remains. But some people might say, so what?
Well, it's deeply fascinating, though, I think, because it shows how much life has changed in that area and how settlement has shifted very dramatically from Bix Bottom, which is now a very lonely place, towards the high road and all the factors that influence that transport, the turnpiking of the road in the 18th century. So it's an insight into the changing economy and settlement pattern of the area.
Right, what have you learned about the economy?
Well, we know this is a very rural area, sort of a farming area, but in some ways it's a remote landscape with deep valleys and woodlands, but also it's only 40 miles from London and it's closely connected to London through the Thames. Henley itself emerged as a major sort of economic centre, a transshipment point for trade through the middle and upper Thames Valley in the 13th century. So these sort of areas, they were growing crops and so on for subsistence, but also to feed into this market at Henley. So these local people would have been growing a variety of crops and keeping animals partly for sale at this market.
Yeah, how far from Henley?
We're talking about 3.5-4 miles.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
No.
So that must be right near the bottom of the Bix Hill, if it's Bix Bottom.
Indeed. These valleys are called bottoms, yes. This is one of them. It's sort of parallel with the Assenden Valley, stretching back up the Chilterns dip slope into that wooded country. It's between Nettlebed and Stoner, essentially, the Bix Bottom Valley, yeah.
Hmm. Well, so what next? I mean, is this just the... I hate to use this phrase, the tip of the iceberg, but...
Well, we've got a great deal of information already which needs to be collated, and there's going to be publication, obviously, in the Victoria County History itself, in the Big Red Book, but probably a journal article as well. There may be some further work. There could be scope to do some further archaeological work, surface work, perhaps, with ground-penetrating radar to see...
Now, what does that mean?
It's a bit of jargon for you. This is a technique where you can use radar to actually get pictures of up to 2 metres below the surface, so we can try and see the extent of the cemetery area, its boundaries...
2 metres? Is pretty big.
It's impressive, yes. It's a very, very impressive technique. It goes much deeper than normal geophysics, which is only about a metre.
Yeah, I didn't know that you could do that.
Yes, I mean it's relatively new technology, and it's been around for a while, but it's very specialist and expensive. A bit like the radiocarbon dating we've had to use to date these bodies. The scientists are very important to this too.
Yeah, so it's expensive to do all this.
It is. I mean, we've been very lucky that we've been able to draw on the expertise of a very well-established volunteer archaeological group to help us do the archaeology along with professionals and others. But the science stuff is costly, yeah, so we do rely on our funding for that, as I say, partly funded by the County Council.
Okay, but you are a historian with the Victoria County History
That's right.
Project. Is that how you make your money? Being a historian.
I know, it's not much money, I'm afraid, Bill. I'm sure not as much as in your career.
No, stop it. But really, you mean this is your full-time job?
This is indeed, yes. It is a full-time job, yeah. There's a small team of us, actually, of dedicated researchers working for the Oxfordshire office, yeah.
Sounds great. Well, you can see more on this on our TV program tonight at 6:30 with Geraldine Piers. That's on BBC One. Steve, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Bill.
That's Steve Mileson from the Victoria County History Project. Let's go to the lines right now. Trevor calling us from Whitney. Hello, Trevor.
Hello, Bill.
You want to talk about the A34?
Yeah, I got some concerns about the roadworks that are being done there.
Well, exactly where? Because the A34 is a long place. Now, I suspect you're talking about